لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. عباد الله، اوصیکم و نفسی به تقوی الله و نظم امركم. I would like to draw your attention to one of the important sermons of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى. Which mention in نهج البلاغه about death. Majority of sermon of Amir al-Mu'minin in Nahj al-Balagha dedicated to spiritual advices, and some of them Amir al-Mu'minin mention and give advice about death. The fact that one of the main concern of mankind in all of centuries is death, and people usually ask themselves when we die and where we die and how we die. The interesting thing is, as Amir al-Mu'minin said, death is one of the sign for justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. He mentioned in one of valuable narration that al-maut awwalu adl al-akhirah, the first gate of justice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is death. Why? Because all of humanity will die, prophets or non-prophets. If you be Ibrahim Khalilullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Musa Kalimullah, you will die. That's why Quran said kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, everybody should test actually death. And the another thing is, all of us, all of humanity concern about death and afraid of death. Why we are afraid of death? This is the question. Someone came to Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I want to answer this question by one of the hadith of Imam. Someone came to Imam Hadi alayhi salam and said, why we don't like death? Imam alayhi salam said, تَخَافُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ لَأَنَّكَ لَا تَعْرِفْهُ. You are afraid of death because you don't know death, because you have not experienced about death, because the people go to the next world, they didn't come back and tell us about their situation, what's happened after this life. So all of humanity, even anbiya, even prophets of God, they were concerned about death, because we cannot say prophets of God they fear from death. No, because they were awliyaullah. They know everything about the day of judgment, about the alam barzakh. For example, mention in our hadiths that when angel of death came to Ibrahim Khalil ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam and said, I want to take your life. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked a meaningful question, said, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that, why do you want to take my life? I'm Ibrahim. I'm your prophet. I'm Khalilullah. I'm your friend. Why do you want to take my life? The angel of this, Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to Ibrahim alayhi salat and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you another question. The question is, have you ever seen a friend, he's not pleased to see his friend? You are Khalilullah, you are my friend. Why you are concerned about death? This hadith shows that all of prophets, even prophet, all of humanity, even prophet, they were concerned about this. But some of us fear, some of us afraid of death, and some of people only concerned about death. I want to answer two questions and then read the khutbah of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajahu. The first one, as Imam said, تَخَافُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ لَأَنَّكَ لَا تَعْرِفْهُ, because lack of understanding of death. The second one, because of our actions. We do not have, maybe some of people do not have good action to offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't fear of death, they fear of his file, as his actions. Their prayer sometimes miss their prayer. Their charity, their khums, their hajj, their fasting, and all of good deeds, when they look at their file, at their action during the life, and understand that they do not have any valuable thing to offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two reasons. First, we are afraid of death because lack of understanding of death. And second one, because of our action. That's why. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk, the first verse said, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. I want to have a definition of death. What is death? Allah said, الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Allah is the one who created al-maut, death, and hayat, life. Based on this verse of Quran, death is continuation of this life, this material life, this material world. Only going to other side of life, with different material, with different facilities. Based on ahadith, according to groups of ahadith, this is like a journey. When you want to depart this city, your family come and say goodbye. And others' family, your friend, are waiting for you to say welcome and to help you to settle down at that city. So this like this. But we be helped, we will be supported by our a'mal in the next world, in the next journey. No, but friend. But yes, friend, come. Ulama, come. Anbiya, come, inshallah, because of ahadith. When you go to Haram Imam Raza alayhi salam and do ziyarat of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, Imam at least one time come back to you in the day of judgment. In the next world, after this, in Alam Barzakh. And they have a good gathering with A'imma alayhim as-salam, one mother of Shaheed in Iran, as one of the great scholars in Iran, Ayatollah Mazahiri, said, one day one mother of one Shaheed came to me and said, I used to sleep next to the grave of my son every night. But one night, I dreamed that all of Shuhada came out from their grave and went. I asked my son, why all of Shuhada came out from their grave? And why you are staying next to me? He said, every night all of Shuhada invited by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, and they are guests of Amir al-Mu'minin every night, and I'm here because I have a guest, because you are here. And said, from that time I saw this dream, I didn't sleep next to the grave of my son, which martyred in the war. So if we actually have a good deed in this world, if we look our a'mal and try to be a piety person, so the next world is much better than this world. We have a lot of hadith. Only because of the time, I want to read this khutbah of Nahj al-Balagha. It's very important, and because this word come from Amir al-Mu'minin, come from belief of Imam, come from heart of Imam alayhi salam, so has a good effect. Imam said, "Amma ba'd, fa'inna al-dunya qad adbarat wa'adhanat bi-bida'in." So now surely this word has turned it back and announce its departure. وَإِنَّ الْآخَرَةَ قَدْ أَقْبَلَتْ وَأَشْرَفَتْ بِالتَّلَائِنِ. And the next word has appeared forward and declared its approach. It means that Akhirat is very close to us, near to us. We should suppose Akhirat is very close. The time of Akhirat is arrived. And Imam said, Ala wa innal yawmal midmar wa ghadan as-sibaq. Today is the day of preparation, but tomorrow is the day of race, is the day of competition. So a person who have a competition, try itself. Was-sabaqatu al-janna wal-ghayatu an-nar. The differences between any competition and the competition for Akhirah is, Imam alayhi salam said, the place to proceed to is paradise, while the place of doom is hell. Or we can say, the gift for the person who win is paradise. And anyone who does not win will go to hell. This is the differences between the any race and competition in this world and in the next world. أَفَلَا تَائِبٌ لِخَتِيئَتِهِ قَبْلَ مَنِيَّتِهِ. Is there no one to offer? Is there no one to regret over his fault before his death? ألا آمل لنفسه قبل يوم بؤسه. Is there no one to perform good deed before the day of examination before the day of check, before the day of judgment. الا وانكم في ايام امل من ورائه اجل. We are in this situation. Certainly you are in the day of hope, which behind this day is death. This is follow us. We hope, we desire to have a lot of seeing, we plan for future, while that this is follow us step by step. It's coming behind us. And Imam continue this khutbah, فَمَنْ أَمِلَ فِي أَيَّامِ أَمَلِهِ. A person who acts during the day of his hope, during the day of his wish, قَبْلَ هُذُورَ أَجَلِهِ, before approach of his death, فَقَدْ نَفَاهُ أَمَلُهُ وَلَمْ يَذْرُرُهُ أَجَلُهُ. This person, his action would benefit him and his death would not harm him. وَمَنْ قَسَّرَ فِي أَيَّامِ أَمَلِهِ. Whoever fails to act during the period of hope in this day, in this material world, قَبْلَ هُذُورِ أَجَلِهِ, before approach of death, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ أَمَلَهِ وَذَرَّهُ أَجَلُهِ. So this person, his action is a loss and his death is a harm to him. أَلَا فَأَمَلُوا فِي الرَّغْبَةِ كَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ فِي الرَّهْبَةِ. O people, O believers, act during a period of attraction just as you act during a period of dread and fear. إِنِّي, myself, Amir al-Mu'minin said, إِنِّي لَمْ أَرَكَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا. I didn't see a person who wished to go to the Jannah, but he asleep. وَلَكَنْ نَارْ نَامَ هَارِبَا. And I didn't see a person who feared from fire of hell, but he asleep as well. إِنِّيكْ لَمْ أَرَكَ الْجَنَّةَ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا وَلَكَنْ نَارْ نَامَ هَارِبَا. A person who wish to reach a goal, to reach to his target, he should try as much as need to reach to this goal. But Imam said, all of us wish to go to the Jannah, to the paradise, but we didn't try, some of us. أَلَا وَإِنَّكُمْ قَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِالذَّعْنِ وَدُلِلْتُمْ عَلَى الزَّادِ. O believers, you have been ordered to march, to move from this material world. وَدُلِلْتُمْ عَلَى الزَّادِ, and you have been guided how to provide for that journey. All of prophets of God came to guide us, to guide us and tell us what we need for the day of judgment. Amir al-Mu'minin in the first khutbah of Nahjul Balagha said, "Ad-dunya matjaru awliya Allah." This world, this material world, is the market for the person who is friend of God, for the person who fear from fire of hell, for the person who want to go to the heaven. الدُّنْيَا مَتْجَرُ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ أَخْبَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ إِسْنَانْ. Surely the most frightening things which I am afraid of about you is to follow desires and to widen the hope. وَتُولُ الْأَمَلِ اتِّبَاءُ الْحَوَى وَتُولُ الْأَمَلِ. And the last sentences of this important sermon of Imam, the Imam said, تَزَوَّدُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا, تَزَوَّدُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَا تَحْرَزُونَ بِهِ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَدًا. Please be careful, provide for yourself from this world what would save you tomorrow, what would you need for the day of judgment. تَزَوَّدُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَا تَحْرَزُونَ بِهِ قَدًا. One day, the Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم صلى على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد, said to some teenagers, said that, walk through the paradise. They said, oh Prophet, Prophet is not here. Thank you. Prophet is not here. How we can walk through the garden of paradise? He said, majalisu dhikrillah. Any gathering, any majlis, any program which remind you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which remind you the day of judgment, which teach you about our religion, the button, the effects of this majlis, for example, this meeting, this program, the effect of this program is, inshallah, in the day of judgment, allowed us to walk through the garden of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. وصلى على أمير المؤمنين قائد الغر المحجلين وصلى على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين أم الأئمة النجباء. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وآل محمد. وصلى على سيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم سلم اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على الأئمة من ولد الحسين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والقائم الحجة المهدي. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه وشيعته والضابين عن بحرمة سيدة نساء العالمين فاطمة الزهرة وصل على محمد وآل محمد. عباد الله أوصيكم بنفسي بتقوى الله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. اللهم صل على محمد. In the beginning of this khutbah, I would like to offer my condolences to Imam of the Age on anniversary martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra, salam Allah alayha. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Talking about Fatima, salam Allah alayha, is easy and difficult. It's easy because when we talk about any goodness, refer to Fatima salamullah alayha and others a'imma alayhim as-salam. Difficult because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated at least one chapter of Quran about Fatima salamullah alayha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Fatima changed the ignorant culture to Islamic culture. The chapter dedicated to Fatima salamullah alayha itself is a miracle. Because among 114 chapters of Quran, this chapter is the smallest chapter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used some words in this chapter which which never used in other chapter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself gave a gift to our Prophet. The gift is Fatima salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ta'ala faraja. And this chapter, Surah Al-Kawthar, has only 3 verses. But you cannot find this the word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in this chapter in other verses of Quran, in other chapters of Quran. For example, inna a'tainaka, a'tainaka only mentioned in this chapter. Al-Kawthar only mentioned in this chapter. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, fasalli lirabbika wanhar, inna shana'aka huwa al-abtar. The word, the term wanhar, make sacrifice, only used in this chapter. Shana'aka only used in this chapter. Abtar only used in this chapter. 5 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his prophet. Inna a'tainaka, we gave you al-Kawthar. Fasalli, you pray. Wanhar, you make sacrifice. Inna shana'aka, your enemy. All of this shows that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his prophet. Because when we look at the verses of Quran, we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 200 times mentioned Rabbika, your Lord. We can say, it means that Allah created all of the world for the sake of his prophets. Rabbika, Rabbika, Rabbika. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all of parts of body of his prophet. For example, wajhaka, your face, lisanaka, your tongue, aynaka, your eyes, unuqka, your neck, yadaka, your hand, sadraka, your chest, dhahraka, your back, all of parts of prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. And this valuable gift gave only to our prophet to continue his generation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said, inna allaha yudafu an alladhina amanu. Allah himself define believers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When people said, oh, your prophet, as you do not have any son, so your generation will not continue, Allah subhanahu said, إِنَّ الشَّانَأَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Your enemy will be abtar. The generation of your enemy cannot continue. But your generation, whenever in any countries, you will see Sadat, alhamdulillah. As one of the great scholars of Ahl Sunnah, Fakhr Razi, said the generation of Fatima salamullah alayha in quantity and quality is completely different. From this generation is Sadiq, is Baqir, is Reza. All of them from Fatima salamullah alayha. How you can see? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajam. And during the time of Abbasiyun and Umayyin, they killed Sadat because they want to cut root of this tree, this prophecy tree actually. But this is miracle. Allah said at the time the prophet was in Mecca, he said, oh prophet, don't worry, we continue your generation from Fatima salamullah alayha. And the another thing, at the time, this is very important, in the time that the birth of a girl make father of the family sad, and as Quran said, يَتَوَارَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ أَمْ يَمْدُسُهُ فِي التُرَابِ, the father think to keep this girl or escape from the family, or put it in the grave, buried alive. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Fatima to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a kawthar. It means that the girl should be kawthar. Kawthar, what's the meaning of kawthar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this verse, inna shanaka huwa abtar. Kawthar is something against abtar. Nothing else. So with this gift, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to change ignorant culture to Islamic culture. When the people shame from his girl, from his woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Prophet, honor on this girl. We want to change the time. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your azadari, inshallah, all of your majlis for Fatima salamullah alayha. اللهم أجل وليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اجعلنا من أنصار الحجة واجعلنا من التابعين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر
اللهم صل على محمد